Please be seated. We thank God so much for this morning. God has been so good unto us. We always come into his presence for one particular thing. For one particular thing. Let me also use this opportunity to thank the leadership of this church, led by my own boss, Reverend Dr. Nana Amponsan Anchi, and the entire session for granting me this opportunity to come and stand before you to share the word of God with you. May the Lord bless you all. Amen. Today, the theme for reflection is religious unity. Religious unity. Let me try to bring it in chi. Kruye ewo osumu. Anasumu osumu kruye. Hallelujah. Osumu kruye. Religious, to my understanding, is simply religions. And we know that let us pray. Father God, we thank you once again. We are before you. We are asking you to lead us in giving us your word. Father, open our understanding and our heart to receive your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Religious is simply the idea or the concept of religions. We know Christianity is a religion. And among the three major religions in Asia, we have Judaism, we have Christianity, we have Islam. And if you trace all these religions, you see that Abraham's name is being mentioned. Yebo Abraham din ewo ho. So we as Presbyterians belong to one of the religions called Christianity. Hallelujah. And among Christianity, we have denominations. We have denominations. Presbyterian is a denomination. Catholic or Roman Catholic Church is a denomination. Church of Pentecost is a denomination. So we have various denominations forming Christianity. If you take Presbyterian Church of Ghana as one of the denominations that forms Christianity, we also have congregations. Hallelujah. We have congregations. Trinity Congregation, Mount Zion Congregation, and others. They come together to form the congregations in the Presbyterian Church of Ghana. So, the idea is to worship. Hallelujah. The idea is to worship. And we are talking about unity of religion or religious unity. So let me come home. I want to start from our congregations. Hallelujah. Unity is a character trait from God. Unity is a character trait from God. Ye ka kro ye ana ba ko ye a eye onyankopon su yankopon ni su a ye ka no kro ye eye ni su. Hallelujah. Right from creation, he created the universe with unity. Even humanity, when he was about to create man, he said, let us create man in our own image. Let us means some people or entities come together to make man. So you see that you were made through unity. Hallelujah. Kuruye mu ena oye eden wo bo wo. Again, the salvation work, we also see unity in the salvation work. So when Jesus Christ was being baptized by John the Baptist, we saw that Jesus Christ was there to be baptized. And the Holy Spirit also descended like a dove. Hallelujah. Onya buburu, onkonkro onya buburu. Ba wo sane ti se ti ya buburu ye dey. E sane. He descended like a dove and settled on him. And then there was also a voice from heaven that says that, this is my beloved son who pleases me. Listen to him. So you see that the salvation work, these entities who said, let us create man in our own image, they also appeared in the baptism of Jesus Christ that day. You see unity over there. Hallelujah. They come together to do the work. Brethren in the Lord, the Presbyterian Church of Ghana has a motto. And your motto is a canon. That they may all be what? One. Meaning what? Unity. Presbyterians want all church members to be one. Presbyterians want all denominations to be one. Presbyterians want all the religions to be one. Ye pese. Nipa ina ba Yesu ebe hu Yesu Kristo. Ye adwene ba ko pe. Because Jesus Christ himself prayed that prayer in John chapter 17, the verse 21. The verse 21. Say that they may all be one. So Jesus Christ prayed for us to be one, to be united. So if you are not an agent of unity, you are destroying the prayer that Jesus Christ did some decades ago, because he wanted us to live in harmony. He wanted us to live in peace. He wanted to be one in churches. He wanted to be one in the whole world. Why is the difference between Methodist and Presbyterian? If you see Methodist church member, do you treat that person as different denomination? Don't treat them that way. Because the agenda is to serve Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Serve Jesus Christ. So, in the first reading, we hear unity there, but it's not direct. All the people from the cities in Israel, they came together as one. Hallelujah. The verse 1 of the chapter 8 of the book of Nehemiah is saying that the people came together as one man. Hallelujah. You see unity in their gatherings. They all came together. Then they asked Ezra, the priest, to bring the law of Moses. And Ezra brought the law of Moses and read it before them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When there is unity, the word of God works. When there is unity in the church, the word of God prevails. Babia enkabomu wo no asafo enkabomu wo mu no onyame asem edijuma ewo ho. So when the people gathered, because they were united, then the word of God was read to them. Bible readers, God bless you. Hallelujah. I said, Bible readers, God bless you. Because when we come to church, the scripture must be read. Hallelujah. We have closed from church. Without reading the scripture, don't attend that church again. Because the moment you got that, the agenda is to hear the word of God. Hallelujah. It's to hear the word of God. Then Ezra read the book, the law of Moses to them. It doesn't end there. The Levites serving as Osofo, hallelujah. They had to also teach the people. They have to teach the people to understand the law which was read to them. Say, Yeshia wo, see ye bakwa. Ye ba se obi be kanya miasem no ama yesu ya ye den ye tie na obi so so be gina ho ya den a kirem ana wa kire kire na ya tie ase enti uba asori a asori ba yina ya sadi we. You come to listen to the word of God. Somebody will preach or teach the word, you will understand it, then you go home. Dia ka yina ya mfoafo ho. Because it is the word of God that changes life. It is the word of God that will encourage us to live in unity. The word of God. The word of God. After they understood the law of Moses, do you know what happened? They all bowed their faces down and worshiped God. And worshiped God. So when the word of God is understood in our heart, it calls for worship. It calls for worship. And can you be the best shell says to my urade and answer the urade? Nyamia seven kasa shebun kurai, awatiasye, and to one kasa, I feel the woo yin yango pwa ye, obe yakase. Dahone munimunebra worship fitakura anyhow. Because nyamia semuna oba era can be yay day. Achso. Brethren the Lord, we are talking about unity in our congregations and any point of our lives. Paul uses the body to explain unity to us. You see, I am preaching now. I use my mouth to talk. I stand on my legs. I use my hands to hold the microphone. I also use my eyes to read what I've written. I use my ears to listen to what I'm saying. You see that my body has many members. They are all playing role right now. At the end, you will say that, who was the preacher? Reverend Samuel Mensa Zongo. But it was my body parts who did the work. And then they come together to form my entire being. That was exactly what Paul said. That if you take the gifts, we are all members of the body of Christ, which is the church. You are the body of Christ because you are a member of the church, which is Christ. Hallelujah. So, one person cannot serve God. Tell yourself today, I alone cannot serve God. Oh, I don't hear you. God is so wise. He didn't create only one man so that one man will be in a congregation. If I was created alone, who should I preach to? There must be some people to listen to the word of God. There must be some people also to preach. There are some people also to teach the word of God. There are some people also to sing. There are some people also to read. There are some people also to do what? To pray. We are all serving God because God that we are serving is one God. But who alone is God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit? Brother in the Lord, unity will help us to succeed in here, this country. Apart from that, God is the is working in your life. God is not working in a vacuum. He works through people. Now, we didn't pay the agro. If you don't respect people, you are doing more harm than good to yourself. So let us live in unity. Let us live in unity. So we need to be agents of unity in the Presbyterian Church of Ghana. This year, our agenda is to increase our membership to how much? Or how many? 2,000, right? 2 million. 2 million. So agenda 2 million. Brother in the Lord, let me tell you today. There is a minister of Presbyterian Church of Ghana who is still a drunkard somewhere. There are some catechists and prophets of Presbyterian Church of Ghana who are still drunkards. Tiniye pao. Enkrofobi wo hwa. Nyame sise yimu no. Omo ye asofo e Presbyterian Church of Ghana mu. Ba omo ye maaye, omo da so boro, ebi da so bo adwaman. Ebi da so bo kro no. Ebi da sisi. It's up to us to do our homework and live in unity here so that we will use that unity to go out and bring them so that in future there will be ministers and catechists and then as a for all the presbyters in the church. They are still outside there. Some time ago, I wasn't a Presbyterian. Ubi na beka asam ni chere mi. Ena me baaye. Nanka me da so e kontro kwa. And to cast me, I don't lose. If I fight, I win. But because of this man, now I'm fighting for Christ. Hallelujah! I'm fighting for Christ. So, brethren in the Lord, make this idea we want to. Me who say,
se ya bia bonte da ye ye ho ye antena kru ye mu nti ye kase ye kwa obi nsan. If we are saying we are going to this area to establish a church, somebody, nobody will sit back. If we are running, all of us are running. If we are sitting, all of us are sitting. If we are singing, all of us are singing. If we are crying, all of us are also doing what? Crying. This is where unity can be seen. The pastor, any be huno, and this is some two a sorrowful fraud. Won kasa nye presbyterian ni nti won fa ho ye nyina unim kru ya ni ya safa hodo mu nti e na aye sheep stealing. I'm telling you today, the churches that you see, that we are not increasing people. If you want to do rare ministry to increase the souls for Christ, we should target it the world, not the people in the church. It will be one will be able to assure no baby free praise we cry. No, I call you be a free matadis or so or dumb. One quab on table some for no one or mumma monoho. It will be comuna. Now, sorry, be I and your presbyterian. Oh, my him swano united. They come from Presbyterian church. Oh, my matadis him swano motto. They come from matadis. Oh, my Catholic for and your man or motto. They come from Catholic Church. So in the book, na wo heaven no. Anya me atro sankrofoni na de no. Omo nye hwe. Eye just sheep stealing. Ye wiawia enwan e wo nyame asafo mu. If you want to do red ministry, let us go out there and love them. Hallelujah. The bay pana Christopher. Ye be your program can sit to some Zayo. Ye di ebia ye be di 20th anniversary and a 50th anniversary. Ye be invited the imam in this place. Da bay. Mabomusu. Adofunum. Da ben na ye be your program. I invite a comfort. Aye, ni muno di area hasa omrebi. We must do that. When you do that, when they come, do you know what they will hear? They will hear the word of God. They will listen to the word of God which is being read or preached. Whether they believe that or not, they have heard the word of God. It is a brother to say a program one. You invite you who are for you now. You invite in Kremophone. Yeah, wouldn't you say some time ago, Uncle B or Hene and I or him? Now, wouldn't you say, oh, so then ye? Bibri, no, let me say, I swear, no, no, dear, what would you, my dear, and quote by recently Presbyterian Church of Ghana. I'm a young who says, how are your Hene and our Hema crow, qua, sorry. A year, when they come, they will hear the word of God. They will hear the word of God. We need to be united. Hallelujah. We need to be united. So Jesus Christ, he was preaching from synagogue to synagogue. If it is today, from congregation to congregation. And he came to one of the Jewish congregations. And they brought to him the scroll. If it is today, let me say Bible. And he unrolled it, means he opened it. Hallelujah. He opened it. And then where he opened, it was written. The Lord God has anointed me. Hallelujah. The Lord God has anointed me. Do you know people who gathered in those synagogues or congregations? They belonged to or they came from different background. But Jesus Christ will be a hope and was say was slamming. So when he opened it, what was the written about?
It was about himself. Na asem no a obi na ye ono anasem. Ono anasem se wasra me ngo ti wonu Yesu no. But people who came to church that day did not, they were still seeing the word or the writings of the prophet Isaiah different from the one standing before them. And then he read it, and then he sat down. He closed it, and he sat down. And he just gave a small or a brief explanation that today, the word of God has been fulfilled. And that was the shortest sermon ever preached in the world. And our ma, what she mu say, and none of trust seminar abomunichira say, as some are me kayano, a yamia if I'm home, a yamia if I'm home. And when he was reading, everybody was looking at him, say, I can't buy a boy. I know what you know him when you were here. Do you look at the reader? Do you listen attentively to what the person is reading? But according to what he read, everybody was attentive. The eyes were gazed at him. Now, mu hwe no say, they are walking kind no. Chere say, the word of God is important. The word of God is important. And when you open the Bible as a Christian, who are you reading about? Where the memo will be more on, ye preach. Hallelujah. When you open the Bible, it is the word of God, but you are reading about yourself. He read about himself. So the word of God is not for somebody. It's for you. Hallelujah. The word of God is for you. So when you come to church and you think, you have failed. You didn't come to church. It's about myself. Today, the word of God is telling me to be unifier instead of bringing division. That is what the word of God is telling me as a Christian. We are unifier. Nipa ba sori egu ahodo mi no. Nkrofo bi bebom ho bodi abri omuja ni di nipa ba sori na obi sudi nisu ban apamwo. Mama yen hwe yi. Ey, di pa so ya obenya kra ba akudi da banya me fie. Na wudi osu ban ba akwa pam no. Ey ya. Do you think it's easy to leave 99 and go and look for only one person? May the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you. So what are we talking about today? We are talking about unity. Let us be united as congregants. And from there, in our workplace, let that unity be seen. In the society, let the unity be seen. Don't destroy the unity among Christians. We are Christian. And kramofo aye eduba bi aye kasete omo. They don't have that problem. O tu kwa na onya duro no woro na mpa bo anko an dia obefa buta asese fre nyame. Alan boa. Omo nji chimu se we ye Trinity, we ye Manzayon, we ye Ebenezer. They don't do that. Because omo ni pa ba ko no mosmo no. Muhammad. And we are also sons and daughters of Jesus Christ. One person, one God, one baptism, one church, one hymn, one constitution and manual of order. So what is dividing us? Let us be united. Let us be united. Adeba kwa nyankopon hu se ohwe pa ne se nipa eya eya na ehu eya se yaka ye ho abom krofo bi ye o ma dwen se o mo pese o mu si tawa o mu na o mu yan si o ti ni ye pa one kind ye o ba ka se na o mu asi na o mu yan si ye o mu ye o ma dwen se o mo ka o mo bom o mo pese o mu si pe ena nyankopon hu se krofo no sa kra o ma si ewie. Because of unity, no one can see it. But when you imagine say, "What come? Who put? Who pen? Yanko pon say? Yanko, yanko. Yeah, omo. Kasana basa basa. Unim. Enye tower no na ye problem. Medisa money baby ye. Enye no na ye problem. Hallelujah. The tower wasn't the problem, but their mind was the problem. Because God had already told man that. Be fruitful and multiply on the face of the earth. And almost here, imagine say, more build the tower. Instead of the horizontal growth, they will grow vertically. That changed the plan of God. That was the reason why God said, I'll confuse their language. But what confusing their language means, what more you need to know what's saying? Because of their wrong motive. So, brethren, the Lord, God wanted to be united. He knows if we are united, we can grow his church. And untina and one here. See a bekan one boom. Umyanya yi mono uko congregations na YPG ni men's fellowship ni women for ni enti when mo ye omoda kura uhu other groups no. Groupism is good. Hallelujah. Groupism is good, but we don't understand why the groups are there. It's one church. We want to bring the membership down so that obi abe hunu yonko. And to some men, women fellowship say, "Mami, we are here." Quickly, they will know. And until the other groups don't, and yes, you are sorry, no. Hallelujah. So if we are using groups to divide the church, stop today. Hallelujah. We are all one. We are all one. And Mark 4, ye bibia. Men fellas in YPG, ni children themselves to form my yin. Ye mrebi. Ye mrebi. Aye, one church, one agenda. May the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. I want you to be on your feet if you can only stand and pray unto God that today you want to be an agent of unity in this church. You want to be an agent of unity in this church. Begin to pray. 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 Unity is strength. Unity brings multiplication. Unity brings a binder. A binder. It's like unity is like a cement. We are praying that, oh God, help us to live in unity as members of Presbyterian Church of Ghana, as Christians. Father, in the mighty name of Christ Jesus, let unity prevail in our lives. In the mighty name of Christ Jesus, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Let us pray. Father God Almighty, We thank you, your word brings life unto us. Your word has just come unto us. We pray that, Father, this word of you will work in our lives. We pray that anything in our life that destroys the unity among us, Lord, with the power of Jesus Christ, let it be destroyed. In Jesus' name, let all of us be united. Let your church be united. Let your spirit work within us and destroy the work of the devil against our unity. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ that we pray. Amen.